Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. Jacob got up at night and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the river, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him, and he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I lift up my eyes. A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. As for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work, in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, and carry out your ministry fully. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told the disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while, he refused. But later, he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray and not lose heart. The Scottish biblical scholar William Barclay told a story about a faithful servant girl. Now, this comes from the long ago day depicted in Downton Abbey, if any of you ever watched that. That was in the time when a domestic servant was expected to work all day and into the night. The young woman said that because of her work, she had little time to practice her faith between Sundays. So what she would do is to take the used morning paper to bed with her, and she would turn to the family notices columns. And she would read the birth notices. She prayed for the babies that had just come into the world. And then she would turn to the marriages column, and she prayed for the couples who were mentioned there. And then finally, she would read the obituaries, and she prayed God's comfort for all who mourned and were sad. Barclay wrote, "No one in this world will ever know what a blessing to unknown people came from an attic bedroom from one who prayed." That young woman had so little time of her own, but what she had, she spent praying for the needs of others that she didn't even know. She was persistent in prayer. Persistence. That is the theme of today's scripture. We see it in the story from Genesis where Jacob wrestles with a man who then seems to be an angel and then even later seems to be God himself. You remember the story. Jacob refused to let go of his opponent unless he received a blessing. Jacob wouldn't give up. All night long he wrestled and held on till the dawn came. And because of his persistence, his name is changed from Jacob to Israel. "For you have striven with God and have prevailed." That's the story of Israel. They don't give up. And then St. Paul, writing to his protege, Timothy, urges him, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. Be persistent. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on. And then we have the story from Luke's gospel. Sometimes it's called the parable of the unjust judge, but I like to call it the parable of persistence. The parable of persistence. And Jesus used this story to impress on his followers their need to pray always and not be discouraged if it seems prayer isn't answered. There was this judge who apparently was quite a character. He didn't fear God. He didn't respect people. And most people just wouldn't have bothered him about anything, but this one widow did. And she kept coming to the judge's home at all hours, even in the middle of the night, asking him to give her justice against her opponent. And so for a while, he ignores her. He refuses to hear her case. He just wants her to go away. But finally, he gives in to her, saying, "If I don't, she will wear me out by continually coming and pleading to me." Note that the story doesn't say that the judge changes her mind about her case. He just wants to shut up this pestering widow. And Jesus makes his point. If even the most unjust judge will finally relent to the ceaseless petitioning of a defenseless widow, then how much more will God, who is after all a good judge, answer your prayers? So, what are we to take away from these scriptures? Someone has called this the Demanding Believer Sunday, the Demanding Believer Sunday, because these readings are telling us that our faith is not to be the same as passive acceptance. Here, faith is defined as the stubborn refusal to let God off the hook. So, I ask you to examine your prayer life this morning. Do you ever feel like you keep praying but don't get answers to your prayers? Be honest. Most of us feel that way from time to time. Just look at our society today. Violence is rampant. Vulgarism is the norm of the day. Racism continues to raise its ugly head. And this parable encourages us to continue to complain to God about the injustices around us. Now, we don't usually think of prayer that way, but this is what this story is telling us. Complain to God about the injustices you see around you. Kay and I deliver Meals on Wheels, and we go into the College Hill community, into the projects downtown. And there you will see the most vulnerable of our society, living in desperate situations. Pray for those folks who are impoverished and who live in deplorable conditions. Don't give up on praying. We're going to hear from a representative of the community kitchen in a few minutes. Their ministry of compassion and care is so important to our city. Don't stop praying for them and for their clients. keep on complaining in your prayers. Not to an unjust judge, but to a just and good God. The Bible has always said that God gives special attention to those who are most vulnerable. And therefore, we should persist in our prayers for changes in our society. Remember this. God is always communicating, but we are not always listening. We can't lose heart. We can't give up even when our prayers seem to be unanswered. Think of it this way. Prayer is not intended to change the will of God, but to discover it. Prayer is not intended to change the will of God, but to discover it. So Jesus told the disciples and us a parable about our need to pray always and not to lose heart. Amen.
Profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 8 in our bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Bound together in the Son's teaching and through the Spirit's leading, we shall be heard. Let us lift hearts and voices to God, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, ever promising deliverance to your people, hold out your hand to us and hear our common supplications for courage to pray, calling out day and night for all that you have promised. Lord, in your mercy, for diligence in reading your word, and for the whole church as we ponder the inspiration you granted to us who have gone before us, that we may understand your message to us, Lord, in your mercy. For boldness to speak your word humbly to others, for constancy and courage, and for all to whom we speak, Lord, in your mercy. For your love in us, that you may use our hands and our hearts to carry your love to others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For your warmth and strength and power for all in any need, especially remembering those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, John, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jane, Ryan, Katie, Richard, Wendell, Graham, Jeff, Regina, Irene, Larry, Jean, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Taylor, Dwayne, Shay, Margaret, Dawn, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Pat, Dave, Alberta, Joyce, Whitney, Tom, Zach, Allison, Jim, Chad, Elaine, Alan.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We pray for the ministry of the community kitchen. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Chris Schutz. For unfailing remembrance of the blessed dead, for those whose names and faces fill out days and nights, that we may always give thanks for their lives, and that we live in fervent expectation of joy together with them in your house forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear these words, O Lord, as you hear and understand the unspoken thoughts of our hearts and minds, and grant their fulfillment through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may abide in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Peace. Peace be. Thank you. Good morning. Please be seated. At this time, we're privileged to have with us David Costello, who is a member of the board of directors and the corporate director of community engagement of the Community Kitchen. Some time ago, your vestry decided that we would, on the third Sunday of the month, invite someone from one of the many ministries that we support to come and talk to us about that ministry. So we're privileged to have David as the first of those speakers, and we're delighted to have you, and we welcome you to this pulpit. And it's all right to applaud in church.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you. I appreciate your ongoing support of our ministry. And for us, it is truly an honor to be able to serve and truly be called a community kitchen. For almost 35 now, we've been serving the needs of those downtown who are homeless and in need. And it's not just one church, it's many churches that come together. About that time in the early 80s, churches saw the growing need of the homeless population. And a number of churches came together and said, we need to do something about this. And so that's what we've been doing persistently for almost 35 years. And we appreciate your support. And so when individuals come to us for a number of different reasons, some of which it might be of health reason, or it could be of simply there's nowhere else to turn, but they do come to us. And we are able not only to meet the immediate physical need, which is so important, whether that's through food or clothing or even providing shelter. We want to hit those immediate needs first, but we also realize that as an individual, they have a soul, they have a spirit. And so we are there too as we have need and have availability and opportunity to meet those spiritual needs as well. Ministering to the whole individual. And it's something that anyone can do. I had a professor in college a number of years ago who, at the first day of class, he said, repeat after me. He said, I am somebody. And we said, I am somebody. You know, it wasn't very strong, but he said, no, you can do better than that. I am somebody. You know, and after about three or four times, it began to build as it did. And we're starting to feel really good about ourselves. And he said this: when you see a need or when you see something that needs to be done and you say, somebody ought to do something about that, remember, you are somebody. And the work that we do is something that anybody can do. You may not feel like you have a whole lot to give, but what you can give is you can give love and support. You can even donate. You can volunteer your time. There's a number of things that you can do. Anything from the initial needs, as the food, clothing, and the shelter aspect of it, even on through to our more long-term and transitional programs that help people get back on their feet again. There's a number of things that you can do. And we appreciate your support. And just know that we feel your prayers. And we appreciate them. And we are glad to be a part of a community that is so supportive, which includes you as well. So what you do really does matter, and it really makes a difference in our most vulnerable neighbors in our community, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Other announcements today. Remember that at 1:30 p.m., Hosanna Community will be having the dedication and blessing of their new Garden of Meditation, St. Francis Garden. This is a small area behind one of their houses that has been designed for meditation and quiet time, a place for the residents to go and say their prayers and just be quiet before God. I'll be doing the dedication. It's at 1:30. I hope some of you can be there as well. Vestry meets this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And all of you are welcome to come if you want to come to a vestry meeting. The next Saturday, we have our parish work day, and our junior warden will have a goodly list, let's say, of things that need to be addressed in terms of cleaning and sprucing up the buildings and grounds. So we hope all of you can come. We'll start at 9 o'clock. We'll finish no later than 3, and we ask you to brown bag it, bring your own lunch, and the vestry will provide soft drinks and some dessert. So that's next Saturday at 9 o'clock. Are there any other announcements? David, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for Community Kitchen. Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, remember life is short, and we have too little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be swift to love, and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.